John, welcome back.
You do this every night?
Every night.
It was an eventful sort of few innings for Barrera. How would you kind of just describe that and obviously the chance for some little redemption there?
Yeah, interesting game for Barrera, but obviously, you know, the mistakes he made, I'm sure he wanted that at bat. You know, wouldn't have got there without the two in front of him with Laureano and Bethancourt. Bethancourt's at bat was awesome, just to get Barrera back up there, give him a chance to redeem himself, and he put a great swing on that pitch, and I think he knew it right when he hit it. So good feeling.
How would you describe just the reaction in the dugout when that did contact?
There was a lot of yelling, you know, it's great for this club. They fought. You know, each guy coming out of the bullpen, you know, grinded to keep us there. And the at bats just got better and better. And obviously, you know, it's good. It's good to come back against a good quality team, a closer that's been dominant, and get a win.
There was one single player that made sure that you get back to that ninth inning with the game that way. Your right fielder, he made two hell of a plays once against the wall. Then the guy didn't want to run because he saw him going after the ball, and then he hit the double to get the inning started. What do you say about the game of Ramon Laureano?
Yeah, Ramon, exceptional game, two doubles. Really, you know, the spark plug there in the ninth inning with two outs. And the defense has always been there. He plays the game hard. He's got great instincts, and he plays, you know, he can play center field, he can play right field, and it's fun to watch him start to get into his groove right now, especially offensively.
Yes, and well, you have witnessed many, many walk-offs by the A's in this stadium. You know, that's like the trademark of this team. But how do you feel of your first walk-off as a manager?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, as a coach over the last few years, as you talk about, you experience those, and you know, you feel the highs, but I haven't come down yet. So it's a great feeling for this group. As I talk about, you know, they don't give up. They fight to, you know, through the end of the game every day, every night, and couldn't be prouder of that group in there right now.
Blackburn. To get through six, two-thirds, maybe, but didn't look like his best stuff. What do you think of this outing overall?
Well, you know, the first inning, there was a couple ground balls that got through our infield. And, you know, I think he got better as the game went on. You know, he had a four-pitch mix today that I thought he utilized exceptionally. I don't think he threw actually that many cutters. I think he went sinker. The curveball was there. You know, and, you know, Paulie, again, 1-0 game. And when he exits, and you know, he pitched a great game to give us a chance to win, as he has, and he continues to do. So I think Paulie's confidence is continuing to grow, and it should from today too.
On the tail end, you did dip into your bullpen a little bit more with the doubleheader coming up. How is that going to adjust heading into the second game?
Yeah, we got five fresh arms down there still, so I feel good about it. You know, some of the guys that threw have already been in the office volunteering to pitch in the second game, which you love, but we don't want to do anything, you know, to put guys in jeopardy. Obviously, we've got to play another game tomorrow, quick turnaround, so managing it again in the second game is what we talked about earlier, right, John, with having these doubleheaders and playing nine innings. So, you know, we'll look for Aller to go out and hopefully provide some length as well.
Going back to Ramon, when runners get on base and they see him out there and they don't want to run, was that ever something that you dealt with when you were in the outfield?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you go through stretches when, you know, base runners or teams aren't aware of how well you throw the baseball. They take chances on you. And, you know, Ramon's got a reputation now to have a great arm and be able to throw base runners out. So there's, you know, less of a chance that the base runner is going to take on Ramon.
The sacrifice bunt in the seventh, you're down one. And he's already in scoring position. Is that because maybe the offense isn't clicking like maybe it would or could? Because you got to run, but it was just the tie.
Yeah, well, we're down one in the seventh. You know, that's a baseball play by Bethancourt. So Bethcourt chose to do it that way. I've got full faith in him to be able to swing the bat there in that inning. But either way he did it, he felt confident about putting a bunt down. And he has that, you know, freedom to do that. And I think, you know, overall it led to us tying the game.
And what was the feeling in the dugout when the last batter was there after his earlier miscues, 2-on, knowing that a home run could win it, but perfect world?
Yeah, you know, and to be honest, before the inning started, I walked over to Mike Aldretti and said, hey, wouldn't this be great? I think it's going to happen if we get him up there. Baseball tends to be that way. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for the kid. I know he's feeling good right now, and it was a big moment, not just for him, but for this club, and you know, just glad to be a part of it right now.
Eldredi have a response?
He said, "It would be great, yeah. Right, Kotz? It would be great." I said, "Yeah, it would be great, Mike."
All right, at least should be in soon.
All right,
thank you.
Yep. No questions about my hat? Come on, Jess.
I know.
My daughter just got it. She's going there.
So it's for sure.
For my daughter, yeah.